welcome to Money Control's Coronavirus Essential Podcast. I'm your host, Shraddha Sharma, and now in India, the total confirmed cases have risen to 2,76,583 with 7,745 deaths. Out of this, over 1,33,000 are active cases. We are seeing almost an increase of 10,000 now every day. India is the fifth worst hit nation with the pandemic, and we have over 90,700 cases in Maharashtra alone. It is followed by Tamil Nadu with over 35,900 cases. Delhi now has 31,300 cases, followed by Gujarat with over 21,000 reported cases. Goa's tally has gone up to 359. We had seen in Goa that, there were seven patients initially when Goa actually could, stop the pandemic, eliminate it for some time. But then after, various domestic restrictions were up, now Goa's tally has gone up. Known COVID-19 cases in Uttarakhand have also risen to over 1,500. If you talk about the death toll, Maharashtra again tops the rally with over 3,200 deaths. Gujarat has over 1,300 deaths. Then comes Delhi with over 900 deaths. Then comes Madhya Pradesh with over 420 reported deaths. And then West Bengal, followed by Tamil Nadu, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan in terms of these fatalities. But more than 70% of the deaths are due to comorbidities as per the ministry's website. And if you talk about the test, the RT-PCR test, over 5 million tests have been conducted so far till yesterday for COVID-19. Delhi Lieutenant Governor has directed the Chief Secretary to ensure that hospitals, clinics and nursing homes display the availability of beds on LED boards, outside the establishment at entry. It should be with the availability of bed, COVID, non-COVID, demarcation made, charges including for rooms and beds and details of contact person for admission. Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal has said that he wants to thank everyone for their good wishes as he has now been tested negative. This report came in yesterday evening. Also, Chief Minister has said that the projections show that coronavirus will spread rapidly in Delhi and then we will require around 80,000 beds by July 31st. Let's come to Mumbai. According to the latest release by BMC, there are currently over 798 containment zones in Mumbai. Mumbai has now crossed the Wuhan's COVID-19 tally. Mumbai has reported over 1,000 cases yesterday. Now the total tally is over 50,800. So we are looking at the official numbers in Wuhan that were around 50,300. Now Mumbai has crossed that. Monsoon session of Maharashtra Assembly is also soon to begin from August 3rd. Meanwhile, Maharashtra police has not reported any new cases in the department in the last 48 hours. Now today, let's discuss a little bit about the economic impact of this pandemic that we are talking about. Economy on the road to recovery. Some sectors are basically showing signs of revival as per reports. So sections, if we talk about recovery, the center has eased restrictions through Unlock 1.0. India has been under a lockdown since March 25th, we know. Current phase, which is extended till June 30th, is seeing revival in certain sectors. Also, India's inflation likely to have hit 6-month low in May as per a poll. So India consumer price inflation is moderated to a 6-month low in May on a softer rise in food prices as supply disruption eased after businesses reopened from the coronavirus lockdown in many parts of the country as per a Reuters poll. Also, if you talk about between June 4th and 9th poll of 35 economists, it shows that the consumer price index was forecast to rise to 5.5% in May compared with a year ago. Also, let's come to real estate. The private equity investment in sector has gone down 93% in 2020. The novel coronavirus pandemic has led to a severe impact in this sector, with only 5 deals getting sealed in 2020. The investment in 2020 at $238 million was down 93%. As I said, this was according to a report by Knight Frank India. Also, UN chief has estimated additional 49 million people falling into extreme poverty this year due to the pandemic. With that, let's move on to the global updates. 21 US states have reported weekly increase in the number of cases. So we are talking about new COVID-19 cases. Arizona, Utah, New Mexico all posted rise of around 40% or higher for the week ended Sunday. If we compare it to the previous 7 days, as per Reuters analysis, some of the new cases are linked to better testing also, but many stem also from loosened public health restrictions. We are seeing, economy opening, people, trying to go back to their normal lives. So this might be a result of either increased infections or increased reporting of infections. So it could be either of the two. Also, health officials believe that other cases have been passed along by people not following social distancing recommendation. So it is too soon to say whether cases will also spike. As we discussed also, George Floyd's protest also led to a lot of gatherings, and it might also lead to an outbreak. Coronavirus has impacted the global economy and jobs even without a second wave. The virus crisis has triggered the worst global recession in nearly a century. And the pain is not yet over. If we talk about a second wave of infections that everybody was speculating might come, but an international economic report has said even without that, we are seeing the worst global recession. And hundreds of millions of people have lost their jobs, and the crisis is hitting the poor and the young people the hardest, making inequalities even worse, as per the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, the latest analysis. And as I already said, according to the UN, we might see a lot of increased poverty, millions of people falling in poverty. And South Korea cases have spiked again. As per reports, the coronavirus cases were reported 50 new cases today after 2 days of fewer than 40 cases. This spike is, from a sporadic cluster infections in the greater Seoul area, which is now under more stringent social distancing guidelines. But the area is densely populated. So these were the results, and the country added 43 local infections. So out of these 50 new cases, 43 were local infections, taking total number to over 11,900. Brazil has restored detailed COVID-19 data to official website after court ruling. So the court restored, ordered to restore COVID-19 data to its official national website. There was a lot of controversy over the removal of the cumulative totals, and Supreme Court had to step in. That full set of information should be reinstated. This is a report as per Reuters. The move came after, days of mounting pressure from across the political spectrum and allegations that government was actually trying to mask the severity and spread of the outbreak. It is the second worst hit country in the world. And, the official website reverted to its previous totals of deaths and infections. Also added the breakdowns by state, as it had done until last week. WHO has called for new lockdown in Pakistan. So now Pakistan has been asked to implement lockdowns to counter the surge in cases that we are seeing after the country has eased the lockdown. Since the start of Pakistan's outbreak in March, Prime Minister Imran Khan has opposed a nationwide lockdown, because of the impoverished country could not afford it, as per reports. But now it has been suggested, recommended and ordered in a way that, it should be put out. Argentina confirmed more than 1,000 new cases for the first time. The rate of new infections continued to rise just days after it extended the lockdown measures in the capital, the country's largest city and epicenter of the virus. Argentina's health ministry has lodged over 1,100 new cases in only the last 24 hours, taking the total beyond 24,700 and over 700 deaths. Singapore, meanwhile, has approved remdesivir drug for emergency COVID-19 treatment. We are talking about, treatment of severely ill patients with the infection with the drug. Also, the conditional approval would allow treatment of adult patients if they have low blood oxygen levels and require supplemental oxygen or intensive breathing support. Today, WHO has clarified about its remark on asymptomatic people transmission being very rare. So the top WHO expert has tried to clarify the misunderstanding about comments she made that were widely understood to suggest that people without COVID-19 symptoms rarely transmit the novel coronavirus. So basically, the lead technical expert of WHO, Dr. Maria Van Kerkhove, the UN Health Agency, also insisted that she was referring only to a few studies and not a complete picture. So it might not be applicable globally, but some of the limited contact tracing studies that were done in, few regions in some of the countries suggested that, symptomatic spreaders are the highest risk if we compare it to, other asymptomatic patients, and they might be, rare incidents. But a study in Vietnam is suggesting that, there were asymptomatic transmissions that were reported. Although after a wide-scale testing in Wuhan, there were 300 asymptomatic people that were tested positive, but none of their belongings and surfaces, if we talk about toothbrush or their mask, none of those things were tested positive for the virus. Also, Canada-US is set to extend the border closure to end July. So COVID-19 has magnified challenges to business in China. As per European Business Group, only half of European companies surveyed said that their mainland China revenues last year increased by 5% or more. So basically, we are talking about already existing worrisome trends of doing business in China amid slowing revenue growth due to the pandemic. So there were regulatory obstacles of the state-owned sector. Before I wrap up, let me tell you about the interesting podcast that we published today. We have exclusive interview with Nikhil Kamath, co-founder and CIO, True Beacon and Zerodha, who talks about the current Sensex levels and the impact of Unlock 1.0 on the markets. A personal finance editor, Kaizat Adjania, caught up with Deepak Chhabria, CEO and director of Exim Financial Services, to find out more details on the Franklin Templeton case, in which the Gujarat High Court said that no winding up of the schemes can begin till the SEBI's forensic audit report is made public. You can also look forward to our latest episodes of Hello This Is podcast, which are coming soon. So thanks for tuning in today. For all suggestions and feedback, do write to us at mcpodcast@nw18.com.